There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations has congratulated former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee on his confirmation as U.S. Ambassador to Israel. They expressed enthusiasm about collaborating with Huckabee to strengthen the U.S.-Israel relationship in many spheres. In a recent interview, Huckabee confirmed his role and vision for the State of Israel.
This is going to be one of those positions where you don't have the luxury of making a mistake, because it could have an impact on the lives of a lot of innocent people. The Middle East is a hotbed, has been forever. And so the policies that the president will put in place that will affect the peace of Israel, the peace of the Middle East, the stability of it, especially when I was there not long after October 7th, and I could see what are the worst things that could happen. Well, I saw it. And you just pray that God can use me. This is my prayer, so that that never happens ever again. And that we can help craft some type of setting in the Middle East, and specifically in Israel, that gives the people, God's people, the Jewish people, security and a sense of serenity.
With federal elections happening on May the 3rd, opposition and Liberal Party of Australia leader Peter Dutton has pledged, if elected, to establish a cold case task force to address unresolved anti-Semitism in Australia to enhance safety for Jewish Australians. The task force places strict measures against anti-Semitic acts, including visa cancellations for offenders. Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Peter Wertheim believes many within the Jewish community and beyond will back these objectives based on strengthening community safety and upholding tolerance values. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's Archwell Foundation has terminated its partnership with the Milwaukee Muslim Women's Coalition, MMWC, after its founder, Janine Najib, used the slogan "From the River to the Sea" and called Israel an apartheid state. The MMWC had received nearly £42,000 in grants from Archwell, but will no longer receive support following an inquiry. Archwell expressed gratitude for the information and emphasized its commitment to celebrating diverse perspectives without tolerance for hate. The foundation, established in 2020, aims to support communities through philanthropy and advocacy. News from Israel, and this month at the Jerusalem Marathon, a group of around 70 blind and visually impaired runners made a strong impression. Assisted by guides, they ran together in unity, representing diverse backgrounds: Jews, Arabs, religious and secular individuals. Well, founded by visually impaired Alon Shov 9 years ago under Ale, the club has recently expanded with support from the Ministry of Welfare and Toto. That's Israel's national sports lottery. Shuv emphasizes that their mission goes beyond running by promoting community confidence and overcoming challenges for a hopeful vision of Israeli society. And finally, the 45th ACO International Fringe Theatre Festival officially opened on Monday following a postponement due to the war. Initiated by ACO Mayor Shlomo Ben Shlush and festival leaders Lizo Oyon and Dalia Shimko, the festival runs through Old Acre's historic areas. With dozens of original productions and free outdoor performances, this annual event highlights independent and multicultural artistic expressions. This year's festival, which concludes today, features innovative works and encourages engagement between artists and audiences. The city looks vibrant with street performances, circus acts, and music, blending history with contemporary art in a unique outdoor setting. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.